All right, I think we've got a lot to do, so we might as well get started. I'm John Maloney, and I'm going to be talking about microclocks, live coding the real world. And you'll get to see a lot of real world stuff, including maybe real world bugs. I'm being joined today by Kathy Giori, who will be helping with the presentation, Turbin Gunesu. And there in the back of the room, we have Peter, who's organized this dev room. And where's Bernat? Bernat is another member of the Microblocks team. And next to him is Jens, who was sort of one of the founding members of Microblocks at the very beginning. So the goal of Microblocks is to make it the most intuitive and engaging tool for physical computing imaginable, and create a global community of learners and educators around it, which here we have a global community. A sort of a sub-goal is to inspire a wide range of learners, especially those who do not initially see themselves as potential technologists. So this is really important. We want to invite people in to STEM, not just the people who already are like excited about it, but get new people in. This is the kind of testimonial we like. I won't read the whole thing, but this is the story of a teacher who started teaching some girls STEM, and they initially were very unexcited about it. But then as they started doing stuff with the microbit, with art and music and stuff, they got more excited, so they signed up for a second trimester. And at the third trimester, not only were they so excited, they brought their friends in. And this is, I just love hearing stories like this, and it's not unusual to hear about this. So what makes microblocks special, and how does it differ from other languages for physical computing? What makes it especially easy for beginners? So the first kind of obvious thing that you see with microblocks is that it's a blocks language. So just as a comparison, if you're getting started with Arduino, you have to type this and you just want to make a little blimp program. It's 140 characters. There's a lot of unusual characters like curly braces and semicolons and stuff. And if you get almost any of those wrong, it won't compile. It won't do anything at all except give you error messages. In contrast with microblocks, there's the same program, six blocks. You can't get anything wrong, basically, except maybe to have both of those set LEDs the same so that nothing happens. The LED might turn on but not blink. So this is really easy to get started. And the neat thing about it is that once you get started, you can start playing with stuff. So you've got a working program, you start saying, well, maybe I want to make it blink faster or slower, I could change those milliseconds, et cetera, et cetera. So I think that's one of the biggest differences with microblocks, but that's the same with MakeCode. Let's talk about another difference. This one is hard to explain without some pictures, so I made some pictures. So supposing you've got a microcontroller like this microbit, and you've got a laptop and you want to write a program for the microbit. Well, obviously can't type on the microbit, so you're going to use your laptop to write the program. And so the sort of standard way to do it in the old days was you write a program on the laptop, you compile it, download it onto the microbit, and now it runs on the microbit. The little gears show where the program is actually running. So that's sort of the Arduino type world. Well, but the problem with that is that it's not very interactive. It's not live. You can't just change something and quickly see what happens. You have to go through this kind of compile download cycle every time. And you lose track of what you're thinking. So various people came up with this idea of doing a tethered system. So I think there was Scratch for Arduino, and then Bernat did Snap for Arduino. And then there's also a microbit plugin for the regular Scratch. So the idea here is that you have a program running in whatever language it is, Snap or Scratch, and that is driving the microcontroller, which is acting as a sort of a peripheral. So this is great because Scratch and Snap are super live, so you can make changes and they happen right away. But the problem is you constantly have to keep your laptop tethered to the microcontroller because the program, as shown by the gears, is actually running on the laptop. So the microcontroller is not autonomous. So with microblocks, we try to combine the best of both of those worlds. So while you're programming it, it's tethered, and you can make changes, and you see them right away, so it's live. And tomorrow, Bernat is actually going to do a live coding music presentation where he just writes all the code in blocks, and the music just keeps happening as he's programming. Quite amazing. But in the case of microblocks, instead of the program running on the laptop, it actually does run on the microcontroller. And incrementally, as you work, it's downloading your scripts onto the microcontroller, putting them into flash memory. So that means that once you're done programming, you just unplug, untether, and plug in a battery, and you can take this with you. You could build it into a hat or a Halloween costume, or I know somebody who mounted one on a skateboard and used it as a skateboard accelerometer, speedometer, like he's actually measuring acceleration with it. So anyway, it's that's probably the biggest difference between MicroBlocks and other languages, is this combination of liveness and autonomy. But I think really the best way to understand MicroBlocks is to actually see it in action. So I'm going to do a lot of demos so you can kind of get a feel for it. So here's the MicroBlocks IDE. Let me reload it. It runs, we have standalone versions, but the easiest thing is to just start it up in the Chrome browser. Has to be the Chrome browser because Chrome is the only one that supports web serial and web Bluetooth, which are the ways that we connect to the board. So I will pull out this little handy-dandy camera view so you can see what I'm doing. So I'm going to plug the micro bit into this board. And the first thing I'm going to do is connect to the board. So I have to sort of select the board. And now when it's connected, as soon as it connects, it realizes, oh, this is a micro bit, so it loads some libraries, like this display library and stuff. And you can also tell it's connected because of that green circle behind the USB icon. So anybody who's used Scratch, this will just seem second nature, like why wouldn't it work this way? But you can just drag out a block, click on it, and see what it does. So it made a smiley face. And but you don't even have to drag the block out. You can just click it right in the palette. So this clear takes the smiley face away. So plot, okay, that sort of plots. 3-3 must be the middle. Unplot unplots that. I can display a character. I can scroll some text. I can stop scrolling the text. So this is important. This is the idea is that just by clicking on blocks, you can discover what they do. You don't have to read a manual. You don't have to, you know, have somebody tell you or do, you know, sort of a whole bunch of tutorials. You basically can sort of see what's there, try it out, and learn how it works. Well, let's actually start writing a little program. So I'm going to take this display block, and the first program I'm going to write is just, I want it to display the smiley face when I press the A button. Microbits, for those of you who don't use microbits, have two buttons on them, A and B. So the A button on the microbit has nothing to do with the A key on the keyboard. So anyway, there, I'll click that, and we get a smiley face. And I could make a second program, and I'll say when the B button is pressed, just maybe make the display clear. So we've got clear, smiley clear. And so we've already got a little program. And for a beginner, this is actually pretty magic. I mean, they've got something that they can, in fact, I can just unplug this and take this battery and plug it in. And ignore the few little flashes of the phone. As soon as I turn this on, oh, it is on, it's running. So there's the smiley, there's the non-smiley. Well, let's say I wrote this program and I forgot, I didn't save it. So I'll clear the slate, I'll say new program here. That's no problem with MicroBlocks because you can actually read the program back from the board. Another pretty unique feature. So what I say is I say open from board. It says, okay, plug in the board, okay. And what it's gonna do is it's gonna read the code from the board. I also have to say connect. Oh, right. The actual action is going to